Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager Show is brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank is the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, the Indians made it 6 consecutive wins last night over Seattle. And I know on warm nights this ballpark can play a lot smaller. They've moved the fences in. But invariably, it seems like you have 2-3 games here where you're going to have to win a game like you did last night, whether it's 3-1, 4-2, 2-0.
That was a tough one to win, too. I mean, you know, the kid that started for them, he was touching, 99, 100 from the left side. You don't see that very often. And, you know, we get a base runner, and Ramirez smacks that double. And, you know, I don't blame Sarby for being aggressive. They probably have Carlos out of the plate, and Iannetta doesn't handle it. Not only does he not handle it, it allowed Ramirez to go to third. So then when Uribe got the sack fly, we go from down 1-0 to up 2-1. And then Davis, you know, hits that solo homer, and it held up. Because after the first guy, the kid Diaz they brought in, wow. I mean, that was electric stuff with a good breaking ball. I mean, that guy has got some of the best arm speed. And you know, you're seeing teams do that now. You know, the younger kids that maybe haven't developed that third pitch, they put them in the bullpen, and my goodness, that kid's going to be a weapon. So, you know, it's finding a way to hang on and win that game. And I know when Seth Smith hit that ball in the 8th, my butt swallowed my chew, because I, you know, it was awfully close to undoing what, you know, Trevor Bauer was, which was just a tremendous game.
I don't know, and I guess after a while all the games kind of run together, but I can't remember a time when Trevor had better command or a better curveball and at times just made it look so easy and didn't seem like he was putting a ton of effort where he was trying to throw 1,000 miles an hour.
You know, and with Trevor, a lot of times what he says isn't maybe necessarily quite what he means, or, you know, I think he likes to mess around with the media or whoever, probably even me. But I agree with you. I thought from start to finish, he really pitched. He threw his breaking ball, and like you said, it was a good one. And he threw it for strikes. He threw it for swing and miss. He elevated the fastball. He drove the fastball down. He used all his pitches, and he used them in different quadrants. And I think we were all just thrilled, because it wasn't luck, the fact that he was in the 8th inning. And for us to leave a guy in the 8th with that many pitches, you got to be throwing the ball pretty good. And he was.
Cody Anderson, has he continued to throw the ball well as he gets this start tonight?
Yeah, he's had some good starts in AAA. We're really pleased. Now, he will go back. But, again, I think there's a comfort zone. And it's nice when you have a guy making a spot start that you know who he is and everything. And he knows everybody. He knows the signs. He knows what we're doing. And this is another, what's an organizational day where you need things like this. And having the depth can really help. You know, there's no guarantee we're going to win this game. But when Cody pitches, we feel good.
I know I'm going back to kind of a question you answered before with Trevor last night. You got him out after Seth Smith nearly hit the home run in the 8th inning. As a manager, I used to hear Johnny Mack say, hey, I'll take a guy out one pitch too early rather than one pitch too late. How does a manager really know when to take a guy out? Is that one of the toughest parts about managing, Tito?
Yeah, it is. It is. I just think what I try to do is use common sense. The hard thing about that is when you're in the middle of the 8th inning or the 7th inning or the 9th inning, sometimes having common sense isn't the easiest thing to do, because you got a lot of emotions going on. You're thinking about a lot of things. I just thought that Trevor was holding his stuff. That's one thing you look for. He had handled Seth Smith not just last night but throughout his career, and we almost went one hitter too far anyway. I mean, there's no guarantees, you know, when you bring whoever you bring in, but if he hits a home run there, I'd have had a hard time, even though I felt like he deserved it. Now, Shaw came in and did a really good job against Cano. There was no way I was going to let Trevor face Cano again. He's too smart a hitter, and when you're seeing him for the 4th time, even though he had done really well against him, he's seen all your pitches. That makes him doubly dangerous.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. This is Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. First pitch is right around the corner from Seattle.